Rabbi, I take this opportunity to address all of you in the Kehillah, all my listeners. We live in a difficult and frightening time. Society is closed down around us. None of us have any experience of anything of this nature. And society is overwhelmed. But what we have to remember is that in all circumstances, the Ribbono Shel Olam stands with us. As Chazal stated, "Chol tzarosam lo yitzar." If Klal Yisrael is afflicted, the Ribbono Shel Olam is with us in the Golus. And we have to take the opportunity. But we're more focused on our association with the Ribbono Shel Olam, our realization that our entire society, its technology, its science, all of that has failed. None of that has the ability to protect us. We are solely in the hands of the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. And that's ultimately a very comfortable place to be. But we need to take the opportunity to focus upon that. Tomorrow says in Megillah that one of the reasons Esther invited Haman to the Suda with Ahasuerus, to the Mishta with Ahasuerus, was that Klal Yisrael should not feel that they will be saved by their sister, who was the queen. They shouldn't say Achos Lono Beis HaMelech, and they should turn themselves fully in tefillah to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're in that type of situation, the realization that we have no other means except the Ribbono Shel Olam himself to carry us through this circumstance is a golden opportunity to draw closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm reminded at times like this, Rabbi Yoshua Zatzal talks about the fact that Yaakov Avinu, as he left Eretz Yisrael, by Yishka, by Mokom, he went to sleep, by Yikach, by Avne, Hamokom, he took up the stones of the place, by Yosem, or Asher Yisrael. When he wakes up in the morning, there's only one stone. At night was my avne ahokam. Chazal tell us that all the stones fused into one. Rabbi Yoshua Zatzal wrote that in time, oftentimes, we see the Ribbono Shel Olam more in the Golus than we do in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, the Ribbono Shel Olam's coming is to assure us of victory. In the Golus, the Ribbono Shel Olam presents himself to us to remind us that we're not alone. He stands with us. Yaakov Avinu woke up in the morning and he realized in his Golus that the Ribbono Shel Olam was with him. But as Rabbi Yoshua said, it was still a Golus. He didn't sleep on a mattress that night. He slept on stones that night. But the realization that at any and all circumstances, the Ribbono Shel Olam accompanies us, that's really the biggest message that we have to inculcate for ourselves in this time of crisis. The David HaMelech writes in Tillim, we recited in the Hallel, "Kos Yeshuas Eso V'Shem Hashem Ekro, Tzor B'Yogan Emtso V'Shem Hashem Ekro." Rabbeinu Yonah Nisharei Tshuva interprets this passage. There are varied interpretations in Chazal, but it takes the interpretation of Hashem Hashem Ekros Tefillah. There's one interpretation of Tefillah, and there's a second interpretation of Haidah of praise. Rabbeinu Yonah takes the latter interpretation, that it means praise. We thank the Ribbono Shel Olam Kos Tshuas at times of triumph. The white sword of Yogun Emtsa, at a time when David HaMelech experienced difficulty and great challenges in life, also we sang the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabbi Yonah explains that if we seize an opportunity to draw closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then what has taken place is a simcha. We should be sameach that we had the opportunity to draw closer to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. At this time, we need to remain calm, realize we're in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's hands, realize this is not the first time in history that such an event has taken place. In our lifetime, yes. And Be'ezus Hashem, we will come through it. Be'ezus Hashem, and life will return to a very normal fashion. But in the meantime, the Ikar is to be Mischazik in Tefillah and in Talmud Torah, because these are the greatest spiritual assets that we in Klal Yisrael have. So wherever we are, we should focus more deeply on our Tefillah, dedicate more time to learning, especially that we're less out and around in the world, and usually at this time less involved in worldly affairs because of society's closing down, is to dedicate an increasing amount of time to Talmud Torah. And the merit of those two great mitzvahs of Tefillah and Talmud Torah, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will grant us Yeshua B'Korov. May the Rabbeinu Shel Olam protect all of us. Kol Tov.